brought to you by Penguin.
The Dharma Bums by Jack Kerouac. Read for you by me, Ethan Hawke. Dedicated to Han Shan. 1. Hopping a freight out of Los Angeles at high noon one day in late September 1955. I got on the gondola and lay down with my duffel bag under my head and my knees crossed and contemplated the clouds as we rolled north to Santa Barbara. It was a local, and I intended to sleep on the beach at Santa Barbara that night and catch either another local to San Luis Obispo the next morning or the first-class freight all the way to San Francisco at 7 p.m. Somewhere near Camarillo, where Charlie Parker had been mad and relaxed back to normal health, a thin old little bum climbed into my gondola as we headed into a siding to give a train right of way and looked surprised to see me there. He established himself at the other end of the gondola and lay down facing me, with his head on his own miserably small pack, and said nothing. By and by, they blew the highball whistle after the eastbound freight had smashed through on the main line, and we pulled out as the air got colder and fog began to blow from the sea over the warm valleys of the coast. Both the little bum and I, after unsuccessful attempts to huddle in the cold steel and wraparounds, got up and paced back and forth and jumped and flapped arms at each our end of the gon. Pretty soon we headed into another siding at a small railroad town, and I figured I needed a poor boy of Tokay wine to complete the cold dusk run to Santa Barbara. Will you watch my pack while I run over there and get a bottle of wine? Sure thing. I jumped over the side and ran across Highway 101 to the store, and bought, besides wine, a little bread and candy. I ran back to my freight train, which had another 15 minutes to wait in the now warm, sunny scene. But it was late afternoon and bound to get cold soon. The little bum was sitting cross-legged at his end before a pitiful repast of one can of sardines. I took pity on him and went over and said, "How about a little wine to warm you up? Maybe you'd like some bread and cheese with your sardines?" "Sure thing." He spoke from far away inside a little meek voice box, afraid or unwilling to assert himself. I bought the cheese 3 days ago in Mexico City before the long, cheap bus trip across Zacatecas and Durango and Chihuahua, 2,000 long miles to the border at El Paso. He ate the cheese and bread and drank the wine with gusto and gratitude. I was pleased. I reminded myself of the line in the Diamond Sutra that says, "Practice charity without holding in mind any conceptions about charity. For charity, after all, is just a word." I was very devout in those days and was practicing my religious devotions almost to perfection. Since then, I've become a little hypocritical about my lip service and a little tired and cynical, because now I am grown so old and neutral. But then, I really believed in the reality of charity and kindness and humility and zeal and neutral tranquility and wisdom and ecstasy. And I believed that I was an old-time bhikkhu in modern clothes wandering the world, usually the immense triangular arc of New York to Mexico City to San Francisco, in order to turn the wheel of the true meaning, or dharma, and gain merit for myself as a future Buddha, awakener, and as a future hero in paradise. I had not met Jaffe Ryder yet. I was about to the next week, or heard anything about dharma bums, although at this time, I was a perfect dharma bum myself and considered myself a religious wanderer. The little bum in the gondola solidified all my beliefs by warming up to the wine and talking and finally whipping out a tiny slip of paper which contained a prayer by Saint Teresa announcing that after her death she will return to the earth by showering it with roses from heaven forever for all living creatures. "Where'd you get this?" I asked. "Oh, I cut it out of a reading room magazine in Los Angeles a couple of years ago. I always carry it with me." "And you squat in boxcars and read it?" "Most every day." He talked not much more than this, didn't amplify on the subject of St. Teresa, and was very modest about his religion and told me little about his personal life. He is the kind of thin, quiet little bum nobody pays much attention to, even in Skid Row, let alone Main Street. If a cop hustled him off, he hustled and disappeared. And if you are...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?